KBU.com/evening news or look for us on Twitter at KBU News. If you would like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard about on the news tonight, here are their numbers, so grab something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. And Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, on K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River at 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge, talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, Jane Smiley discusses her trilogy of Some Luck, Early Warning, and Golden Age. And at 11:30 on the film show, Jen Chavez sits down with local documentarian Kelly Ken to talk about her new film, Yeah, Maybe No, an exploration of sexual consent and coercion. SW Conser previews the Portland International Film Festival's Oregon Shorts program, and Ian Sundahl talks about the Hollywood Theater's monthly repressed cinema series. Thanks for listening to KBOO, your community radio station. And thanks, members, for your support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Stay tuned. News from the Boo is next.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
Hello, once again, it is time for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at the station and in the greater listening community. We're joined today by station co-manager Mike Crenshaw. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Brian.
And we have, hello, Erin.
Hi.
And we have a very special guest that Mike has brought with him. Mike, would you care to do the introductions?
Sure. So Okaja reached out to me and asked me if he could come down and talk about some upcoming events and your music, Okaja.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy to have you here on News from the Boo.
And, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. So you're performing in a lot of different capacities.
Mm-hmm.
You're originally from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
You're a drummer, a percussionist, a dancer.
Yeah.
You play a lot of different instruments.
Yeah. Guitar.
And so I was looking online at your website, mm-hmm. and there was some information about you. It just basically talked about how dynamic you are as an artist. It says, Okaja's unique artistic vision has led him to combine his native rhythms with unforeseen pairings of musical flavors. His sound is a spicy fusion of spirited Ghanaian music with diverse cross-cultural influences. He is a dynamic vocalist, a gifted multi-instrumentalist, and an exultant dancer.
True or false?
Is this all true?
Guilty. I think so, yes.
Yeah, so how long have you been doing what you do as a professional?
I started in Ghana. At the University of Ghana, Legon, they have a dance troupe there, which was set up as a research group for professors there, and it became a dance company, and they recruited me, and I worked there for a while until I met Oboari, and he asked me if I wanted to join his group. So that's how I came to the U.S. and Portland.
So you joined Oboe's group in Ghana, and then you came.
No. I came to join here.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then how old were you when you first started? When the experience you talked about when the professors were doing research and mm-hmm. you joined the dance group? How old were you then?
Well, I started first in my small town, a fishing town, of the coast of Accra, called Kokrobite. And I was learning to dance. I was very bad at it. But I kept doing it, and I went and auditioned because the Ghana Dance Ensemble was recruiting young people that they thought would be good if they teach them. Mm-hmm. And they took me. So, and that was in 1994.
Okay.
And then I came on tour with them to the U.S. in 1997. And then I went back, and I was in Germany also to teach. And then in 98 is when I met oboe.
So do you teach dance as well as perform?
I do. I started performing, and then I kind of developed the desire to learn to teach what I, everything I can perform. And so I put performing to the side, and I went and taught in rural Oregon, did artist in residency programs all over the place. And then after that, I got a little bit tired. So I wanted to create something new, and that's how my group Shokoto started.
Wow.
How long have you been here in Portland? Since you first came over?
Yes. Approximately probably 15 years now.
So what keeps you here? You know, have you had, I mean, do you have... Is Portland just a good home base for you, or
Portland has been a really good home base. One thing is when we came here, it was Oboe's group is here, so we stayed here, and I stayed here. And over the years, I have I've grown to like it. I hated Portland when I came here because it was raining all the time, and I was not mobile. I couldn't drive. So, and once I can drive and be able to go to places and learn to cope with the weather, it's been a really nice home. I've made a family here too, so it's really, it's been nice. Yeah.
So you as you became more and more of a proficient dancer, performing and eventually teaching, were you self-teaching? Were you self-taught as a musician? Like, were you learning to play instruments at the same time? Like, how did you end up being a multi-instrumentalist as well as a professional dancer?
So I was dancing, and then a good friend of mine who knew me when I was about 15 from Germany wrote me when I had joined the ensemble, and he said he was bringing my teacher to Germany to teach, and he wanted to switch to someone else. And he said, I wanted you to come in place of your teacher. And I'm like, oh, but only if you can drum also, because he doesn't want to bring a drummer and then bring a dancer. It would be too much costly for him. So I'm like, I couldn't play. I know I have good sense of time, but I'm like, yes, I can do it. So within 3 months, I picked some dances and that I know how to do well, and I learned to play all the beats to it, so that I can take it with me, and that's what started everything. And then from there, you know, it's just my desire to be better. And so because of my dancing background, I look at music from a dancer's perspective, you know. Okay. So everything I play, I think about it as a dancer first.
How much time a day do you spend practicing between dancing and playing instruments?
For dancing, I think dancing is what I have spent a lot of time on. I was dancing from 8 to 5 every day for 5 years. But now it becomes really hard especially when you travel and you're here and you have to pay your bills and everything. It's hard to find time. So at my house, when they all go to bed, when my wife and kids go to bed, that's when I start to practice. And kids, I would teach, and kids will ask me all the time, so how much time do you have to practice? I'm like, you practice until everybody is annoyed at your playing in the house. Then you know you're practicing long enough.
Then that's when you stop.
Like, no, you don't stop.
Right, you go five more minutes, yeah. And it's really a half hour. Right.
Yes.
So what events do you have coming up?
Yeah, so the reason why we're doing this event, which is going to be at Sandgate Studio, it's a small yoga studio on Alberta Street, really close to the Townsend's tea place. We've been traveling all over to teach and bring Ghanaian music and dancing to a lot of different places in the U.S., mainly the Northwest. But we don't do much in Portland. And so we, my two guys, Chaz and Nindo, we talked about it and we thought, why don't we start something in Portland so people can see what we're doing. Like, I was in the show last week and I danced, and a lot of people who knew me came and said, I didn't know you were a dancer. I'm like, oh, we have to change that. Mm-hmm. So this is the initiative we're taking to kind of build more a community here for what we do.
So you're going to be playing music and you're going to be dancing?
Yes, there will be music and dancing and really spicy, good music. And also on the following day, the performance is going to be Friday night at 7 o'clock. Okay. Door opens at 7 and then the following day, which is Saturday, we're going to do a Ghanaian dance workshop.
So that's this Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And what is the address and name of the location?
The name of the location is Sandgate Studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. You brought some music down.
Yeah.
An example of the work you do. Would you care to introduce it? Tell us a little about the song.
Yeah, the song, I think, will capture this. What we're doing is Atong Katong. Mm-hmm. And Atong Katong has the music that I write. And this is another something that most people haven't done before, is I take lyrics from my language, which is Ga language, and mix it with the Dagbani language from northern Ghana. These two languages don't mix when it comes to songwriting. But Nindo, you know Nindo, he has such an amazing singing voice. And I thought, what if we mesh these two lyrics together? And so that's when I wrote Atong Katong, and I took it to him and he translated it into his language. And it's really beautiful. It has the Malian feel to it. But it is also northern Ghana. When you hear their music, it sounds like the Malian people or the Hausa people from Kano.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool. So this is like a lesson in geography. Right,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you for coming down. If we have time, we might chat a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's go ahead and listen to that song.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. waba be my song get come ni waba iti iti song dara de be na ba song ke yo yo je come ni waba a rose song je come ni waba na ba song je come ni waba be my song je come ni waba iti iti song dara de be na ba song. Kanye mi fe bonobo ne ni ekile. Kanye mi tono obo eyo efale. Kanye mi fe bonobo ne ni ekile. Wagendo kubaji nuwalege o ayale. Yeye wadin flow. Wagena kuba tito malaki man 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 man. Wadin flow. Atonkatoi. Nyeyo eh. Atonkatoi. Ishinalamo femo ma febo eh. Check mbekela. Pache pala kumala. Check malam